Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Spidey Bye.
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
There you go. All right, so I don't often tell stories about fatherhood that make me shake my head and make me want to get up and beat the ass of another dad, but man.
Oh, man, we got a good dad life about to go down.
Beat? Yeah.
What do you think, Ham?
I didn't hear the B.
Okay. He never does. He never does.
I mean, what would drive you to do that of another dad?
I know. It's got to be so hot.
I mean,
the weather's got to be perfect, too. So, over the weekend, my youngest had a tennis tournament, and typically they have,
bingo,
or he has tournaments that are not close, and so a lot of times I don't have to go. I don't get to go. I don't have to.
Wimbledon.
Yeah. Australia. they're out of town. They leave on Fridays, and so I'm not around. I gotta work, and so it's just, we have other things going on at the house, and I don't even get to see him a lot. And so they had a local tournament, and it was this weekend, and it was up in Richardson. And if you were around here this weekend, this past weekend, or if you're around here this weekend, or the rest of the summer, you know what the temperature is. This past weekend was absolutely miserable outside. If you were doing anything active, it was short. You didn't do a lot because it was so hot. It had a heat index of about 104. It was brutal outside. And so these kids, these are 15, 16-year-old kids, and they will play two or three matches a day. Each match will take sometimes up to 2 hours. And it's really, really brutal out there for them. And so that's what they all did. All the kids did. And then Sunday were the semifinals and finals. And my kid was lucky enough to make it all the way to Sunday afternoon. And the finals were at 4:30.
Okay.
Pretty much the worst time of day.
That does sound awful, Corbin.
Terrible. It was terrible sitting out there. With my umbrella and,
Margs.
Yeah, just carton crates of Margs. So, I don't know who he's playing. I have no idea. It doesn't really matter to me. And as they start to play, they're deep into the first set. It's 5-5. And they play a game that goes back and forth. And I swear it takes 15-20 minutes to play this one game. They had a million deuces. Gross. And it was it was hard to watch, and I could tell because you can't go over and get water during the game, which is a ridiculous rule. You can do it in between games, and then like on odd games it's called changeover, where you switch sides and you have a longer break. And in tennis, on after even games, you don't go over and get any water. Well, at least the officials allowed the kids to run over and get water on even games, and then they could sit down after odd games and enjoy a refreshment, cool off, have a cooling towel that they've had in their little coolers, maybe a Marg while they're sitting there.
Sure.
But I could tell in this
strawberry Yoo-hoo.
I could tell in this one game that the other kid was getting sick. You could see it.
Like heat exhaustion.
Yes. And, man, I have heard so many horror stories, not just from tennis, but from football, obviously, from baseball, from these outdoor sports that you, soccer, yes. That
golf.
Golf, yeah.
That old people trying to play golf, like me.
Right. That are played in this time when you're playing in the middle of the day. I mean, you know, people are dropping like flies and people can die.
It's a real thing. Like, when I moved here, I thought you just be tougher. It's not that big a deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah. It's a
very big deal.
It's rough. And so here they are at the hottest part of the day when they've already played probably they've been on court for 7 hours throughout the weekend, maybe more. I don't know how long that kid was out on court. It's a long time, and it's really, really tough on these kids. And as I see him over there kind of start to bob and weave a little bit, and he starts to walk around the court, and they each have a towel. So you can put a towel back on the fence, basically. So in between points, you can go towel off. But I can tell he's wobbly. And as he gets the towel and he's kind of looking up and he's wiping his face and he's kind of turning around. And there was one point where he started walking the wrong way.
Jeez.
Like, to off the court. They were like, and Van was like, no, that way. You know, it was bad. And so they finished the game. And the kid walks off court. And you can do this after a set. You can go to the bathroom, take a bathroom break or whatever. Well, he goes to the bathroom. And I'm sitting next to the parents, 10, 15 feet away, not right next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kid walks right past him. And Van goes and sits down. And he's looking at me. And I'm like, I kind of give him the hands up. I'm like, I don't know. Because I'm like, is he done? Is the kid done? And so an official walks back over to us to where the parents were, and he leans in to the boy's parents and he says, your son is throwing up in the bathroom. And the dad says, okay. And at that point, I'm like looking over there going, well, aren't you going to get up? I don't say anything to him. It's not my place. And the official's kind of still looking at him. He goes, you know, he can take care of himself. If he calls a medical timeout, you know, maybe I'll go over there and take a look at him. But if he doesn't, then he's fine. So this is a boy who's clearly having heat exhaustion.
Approximate age?
Either 15 or 16.
Okay.
They have to be
in
this thing. And there's a boy who is having a very difficult time out there playing, and then he goes away and starts throwing up. Now, as a father, someone goes and tells you that, the first thing you do is you go in there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's not even a thought. You're like, oh, okay, all right, I got it. And then what you do is you tell them, and they probably would agree with you, all right, hey, dude, you're done. It was a great tournament. I've seen it before, right? Where kids collapse, and you're like, you can't go anymore.
Right, you got to throw in the towel.
You're right. It's okay. You're a boy in a boy's tournament. This doesn't mean anything. You had a really good tournament.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the dad was just kind of like, eh. And so the kid, a couple of minutes later, comes back out, goes back out on court, and by this time, an official is following him because he doesn't want him to get sick on the court. And so they play another game, and as they do this, the kid is getting worse, like more and more wobbly. He's fighting his ass off, which I give him credit for, but why? Why is he out there? Why is he doing this? Why doesn't the dad say, enough is enough? He goes back after the first game and he grabs the towel. Maybe it was the second game. And he is walking the baseline, acting like the fake puke that you know, like
the dry heaves.
The dry heaves, yes. Yes. Over.
Yes, Dave.
And over and over. Because he's having freaking heat exhaustion. And there's nothing he can do about it. It is what it is. Nothing's going to make you any better.
Right.
And it's 100+ degrees out there with no shade. And he has to, if he keeps playing, he's got another 30, 40 minutes on court. And I'm just sitting there looking at the dad seething. And Julie is sitting at another locale because she doesn't like to sit next to me.
Sure.
She likes her own space during these things. And so she's texting me like, what is going on? What is the dad doing? I'm like, dude, I'm about to fly over there and say something. I never do. And this continues throughout the entirety of this match. The kid finishes. They go and shake hands, and the kid walks off the court. I rush Van out of there. You know, we get him in the car. Julie had already gone to cool off the car, and he's got his cooling towel on him, and we go out in the parking lot, and there's no one there because it's the last match of the tournament. And here comes the kid, and he starts walking around the parking lot, like holding his stomach, trying to breathe, because, again, he's still in heat exhaustion mode. And I'm looking at this kid, and I'm looking at his dad, and I kind of throw my hands up, and I'm like, what are you doing? We found out he was from out of state, and that they were getting ready to hit the road.
And is this like a toughness test from his dad? Like,
this is what I can't
suck it up and...
This is what I can't figure out, because...
Put some hair on your chest?
Yeah, like, is that what this... Like, are you so trying to teach your kid some sort of Junction Boy lesson from 1935? Are you trying to withhold health from him to make him tougher? Like, I none of it makes any sense to me as a parent. I've seen this so many times in whatever sport where people are sensible with their kids. I just think that we live in a world right now where you don't have to be this drill sergeant type guy to assist your kid in life and teach him lessons when it comes to sports.
Yeah. I wonder if this is an overreaction the other way, you know. I don't know. I don't know how you get to this point because, as I said, man, I almost collapsed last summer trying to be tough guy in the sun with golf, and that is very low impact compared to tennis. And, you know, obviously now I take it far more seriously because I had a bit of a scare.
Yeah.
And I had to stop playing and just sit in the cart and kind of act like almost a senior citizen because I don't think
I could do this.
Yeah, it is.
It is real.
And so I just wonder if a parent is unaware that it's just, it's not really a toughness test, Pops. I mean, this is
life.
People die this way.
Right. That's what I can't figure out. And I just assume
and
that
tennis, man.
It is a full sprint.
Oh my gosh, dude. It's...
You're doing 15-yard sprints back and forth for 2 hours straight.
Change of direction.
Yes.
Over. And it's not the coolest surface you're standing on to begin with.
No.
It's like a heat.
Like you,
it's like you're standing on an oven.
You see the smoke coming off their shoes almost. It was really upsetting to me. And, you know, the officials, I don't know what, in any sport, what you can do as an official.
What do you think the dad would have said if you, without attitude, if you would have just said, hey man, I live here. Can I just tell, like, I wonder even if you would have couched it as kindly as possible if he was not hearing it from somebody else.
Yeah, I know what state he lived in. It's a contiguous state. It's one of the states around Texas. And he's familiar with heat.
Yeah.
Very familiar with heat.
And maybe that's what he would have told you.
But like to leave something up to your kid, or to, if this is like a toughness lesson of, yeah, you can battle through this, you can battle through anything. I'm like, man, no, this is not right. And I was so, as he was walking around doing the dry heaves, I was going, oh no. And I know the dad could hear me, and the dad never said a word. Here's the worst part too. So his kid fell down in the second, not fell down, but fell down in the match as far as
behind.
Score goes. Yeah, fell behind like 5-0. And when it got to 5-0 in a 6-game set, he packed up his stuff because it was like he was so disgusted that he wasn't going to. I'm like, your kid is out there in this and you're not going to see this through? Like you're going to get up and walk away as he's dying out there. Because you won't take him off the court, but you'll leave.
Yes, I think part of it is the out-of-state aspect. That I drove you all the way here.
I spent my entire weekend
for
this.
I am investing in you. I drove you all the way here. I've spent all this money to advance your tennis career.
To see you excel.
And you go out there and you play like crap and you have heat exhaustion.
Yeah.
Like he is not looking at it from a rational, compassionate viewpoint. He's looking at it from a Todd Marinovich's dad.
Yeah,
Earl
that's what
Woods
I thought of.
I mean, it's basically, so you had me spend 10 grand so you can tell me it's too hot today?
Right.
Get out there. You just cost me a boat. right?
Yeah, yeah, there's something
to that. And, you know, it's human, right? Look, I've been in Tulsa or Houston for a soccer tournament on the second or third day of a weekend, and you're just like, why do we do this? It is hot. It is miserable. His team is getting, you know, run out of off the field. And yes, the human emotion is to start thinking about how all this affects you. Meanwhile, your kid is staggered along and his fluids are down and he's in health danger. Yeah, that's a rough scene, man.
And I told him in the, like, as we were walking out of the parking lot, I'm like, please get that kid some Pedialyte. And that was the only thing I ever said. And the dad just kind of looked over at me and was like,
mind your own business.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pedialyte, what's that? He's not a toddler.
What are you calling my kid a baby? It was bad, man. I hope that there's just, it's a cautionary tale. And if you're a parent and you think that you're being Billy Badass with your kids, don't.
Yeah.
Just don't. Their life is more important than going 4 for 5 or scoring 3 goals or whatever it is, dude. It's just not worth it.